the Mishnah on the bottom of Chof on the base, where the Mishnah says, Balkeri Maharher Beliboy. A Balkeri is somebody who is Tomei, and he does not therefore say Kriya Shema verbally, but rather he just thinks it in his heart. Ve'inei Mavorech, but he does not say the brachas Lo Lefoneho, V'lo Lachareho. V'al Hamozoim Mavorech La'acharof. When it comes to mozoim, food, benching, he does bench afterwards, but ve'inoi mevarech lefonov. So there was a whole discussion, we'll see it again in the Gemara, but the bottom line was that we differentiate between that which is deraisa and that which is derabonon. So the brocha beforehand is only a derabonon. So that was waived when the person is in a state of tumim, whereas the benching afterwards is deraisa, and that cannot be waived. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Mevorech Lefonehem Vula Acharehem. You do make a bracha on food both before and after, which Be'ezus Hashem we will discuss in due course. Says the Gemara, Omer Avina Zois Oimeres Hirhur Kedibur Domi. This would clearly seem to teach us that Hirhur, thinking in the heart, is as good as speaking. You're telling me that this person should not recite Kriya Shema, rather he should think it. Well, what's he achieved by that? Because if you're going to tell me that hirhur, merely thinking, is not the same as verbalizing, talking, lomo maharer. So for what purpose would he have to be maharer? What has he gained? So it must be the hirhur is kedibur domi, and that's what he is, therefore, achieving when he thinks. Says the Gemara, I don't understand. So Elomai, Hirur is Kedibur Domi. So if you're trying to tell me that Hirur clearly is Kedibur Domi, then indeed, Yotzi Besfasov. So let him just enunciate the words. Mamonov Shach. If Hirur is Lav Kedibur, then he's wasting his time. And if Hirur is Kedibur, so why are you telling me that he has to compromise? Why can't he just say the words? Says the Gemara, Kada Ashkechon B'Sinai. We saw a discussion in Rashi and Tosas, but basically you see the same in Sinai as well, that they were also Poirish from their wives in preparation for Matan Torah. And Tosas there explains that there they listened to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, that is the process that we called Hirhur, but not actually Dibur. Says the Gemara of Chista Omar on the first wide line that no, he goes the opposite direction. Really, Hirhur is Lav Kedibur Domi. Really, Hirhur is not like Dibur. Why? Because the Isal Kedata Hirhur is Kedibur Domi. If it would be Kedibur, then Yotzi Besfasov, then let him indeed enunciate the words, let him actually say Kriya Shema. So it must be that it is not, in fact, Kedibur. Elomai, Hirhur, Lav, Kedibur, Domi. So, Loma Maharher. So, if indeed Hirhur is not Kedibur, so why are you telling me that he has to think the words of Kriya Shema to himself? What is he gaining by that? Omer Abelozo, Kedei, Shelo, Yiu, Kala, Oilom, Oiskimboi, Vuhu, Yeshevu, Botel. Because we don't want to have a situation, we've seen this principle now a number of times. We don't want to have a situation where everybody's saying Kriya Shema and he's just sitting there staring at the ceiling doing nothing. So we don't actually allow him to enunciate the words of Kriya Shema because he's Tomei, on the one hand. On the other hand, we don't want him just to be sitting and doing nothing. It looks terrible if everybody's being Makabil, Oil Malchus Shemayim, and he's sitting twiddling his thumbs doing nothing. So therefore, at least he should concentrate on the words of Shema, albeit he's not Yetzer the Mitzvah that way.
Isn't that a bit of a kasha? Because we were saying by tefillah that he's going to be the only person standing there and not doing anything, while everybody else is Oseik. So you got the same situation here, don't you?
Right. And you're right. It's exactly the same issue. And the way that we're solving it over here is that he should at least concentrate on the words.
With regard to a spectator, it will look like he's not doing anything.
Yeah, so I don't know. It's a good point. And then the fact that he's Maharher I think we did raise this when we learned this. I mean, I can't read somebody else's mind. So how am I expected to know what he's thinking? So it must be the Maharar means he's actually looking at the words inside a Chumash. So I guess to an extent, it does look like he's saying the words. Says the Gemara, the Nigra is the Pirka Achrina. So why can't you just learn something else? As you, again, as you say, Rabbi Yehuda, we anyway can't see exactly what he's doing. So let him take out the Gemara Brachas and he should learn that, at least to look like he's saying something. Omer of Adabahava, Bedovar Shat Sibur Oiskimboy, because we don't want him to be involved in something different. We want him at least to be involved in something that the rest of the Tzibur are also being Oisik boy. So now indeed we come, Rabbi Yehuda, to your point of Tfilah. Says the Gemara at the top of the page, Vahari Tfilah is the Dovo Shat Sibur Asukim boy. When you have the entire Kehillah, I can't hear you. Can you hear me?
Now I do.
Yeah, why did I go off for a second?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, sorry.
Everybody did.
Bahari Tfilo, Dodovo Shat Sibur Asukim Boy. Tfilo is also something where you can have a situation where the whole Sibur are involved. The Tanan, and yet we have the following Mishnah. It says, Hayo Oimid Vitfilo. If somebody was in the middle of davening, V'nizker Shuhu Bal Keri, and all of a sudden he remembered, what am I doing davening? I'm in fact a Bal Keri. Lo Yafsik Elo Yekatzer. Rather than just stopping abruptly in the middle of Shmoneh Esra, he should continue at least the shortened version of Shmoneh Esra. So we can infer from there, Tama, the Aschil, the reason is because he's actually begun. But if he has not actually begun Shmoina Esra, then he should not begin if he's Tommy. And here we have the question, and Rabbi Yehuda, this was your question. How can we have a situation of he's Tommy, he's not going to Daven, and everybody else is? So wouldn't we there, again, be concerned with this state that we're going to have that he's the only one not davening? Says the Gemara, Shani Tfila de Lespe Malchus Shamayim. Tfila is actually less chomor than Kriya Shema. Kriya Shema, as we've mentioned many, many, many times now, is all about being Makabil Malchus Shamayim. This is what we have to think to ourselves when we say the word Shema. And therefore, it's far more serious to have a situation where everybody's saying Shema and he's not, than everybody davening and he's not. Says the Gemara, Vaharei, Birkas Hamozen. Now there's a question of different girsois. Our girsa is Vaharei Birkas Hamozen, the less Bo Malchus Shomayim, that does not have Malchus Shomayim. And that's the girsa that Rashi wants. And Rashi explains that Birkas Hamozen is not about Malchus Shamayim. And nonetheless, it says, V'tanan ala mozen mevorech la'acharov, v'einu mevorech l'fonov. And you do make a bracha la'acharov. Now, how can we allow him to make a bracha on Birkas Hamozen if he's Tomei? Don't tell me that it's as serious as Kriya Shema. It's not, because Kriya Shema, as we said before, has the specific issue of Malchus Shemayim, which Birkas Hamozen does not. Says the Gemara, Elo, Kriya Shema, Birkas Hamozen, Doiraisa, the Tfila, the Rabbonon. So in the final analysis, if you want to know what's the difference between Kriya Shema and Tfila, the difference is not that one is Malchus Shamayim and one isn't, because otherwise you're going to get stuck with regard to Birkas Hamozen. Rather, the difference is one is Doiraisa and one is Derabonon. And if one is Derabonon, so we can waive the Derabonon, but we cannot waive the Doiraisas. In other words, the whole concept of saying Kriya Shema when one is Tomei is not an Issa Doiraisa. min ha-Torah, you would be allowed to do it. It was only a rabbinic enactment. It is a takonim in the Rabbanon. So the Rabbanon, they only upheld their takana with regard to brachas that are the Rabbanon. But when you have Kriya Shema or Birkas HaMazon, which is a Do'iraisa, so the takana of Chazal did not come in and overturn a Do'iraisa. Masha'en Kein Tefillah, or the first bracha, not the after bracha, those are issues of Derabbanon, because they are issues of Derabbanon, so that's why you cannot recite them in a state of Tumah. Omer Rav Yehuda, says the Gemara, Minayin lebirkas hamazon la'achareha min ha-Torah. How do we know min ha-Torah that you've got to bench? Shenema v'ochalto v'savato, you eat and be satiated, and then ubeirachto. Minayin lebirkas ha-Torah lefoneho. How do you know that you've got to make a bracha on the Torah lefoneho? Min ha-Torah, it is a deraisa requirement to make Birkas HaTorah, Shenema, Kishem Hashem Ekrov, Ugoidel Eleikeinu. So we know that you bench after, and you say Birkas HaTorah before. Omer of Yochanan, right, let's try now fill in the missing pieces. Lomadnu Birkas HaTorah L'achareho, what about let's learn, make a bracha on the Torah after learning, min Birkas HaMozein, Mikal V'chayma. Or Birkas HaMozein lefoneho, maybe you should have to make a first bracha. Also, min Birkas HaTorah mikal v'choyma. So the Gemara now explains. Birkas HaTorah la'achareho, let's try and attempt to make a kal v'choyma and to teach us you've got to make a bracha over food after you've completed eating. Min Birkas HaMozein mikal v'choyma, uma mozein. If already food she'enai ta'un lefonov, ta'un la'acharov, food does not require a bracha before, but it does require a bracha afterwards. So you see that what? That there's more logic apparently to dictate that you make an after bracha than a prior bracha. Well, if that's the case, Torah she'tun lefoneho. So if Torah does require a bracha prior to learning, as we just now learned a few moments ago, then einoi din, is it not logical to suggest a shetuna lachareo? So kal v'chayma, you should require bracha afterwards. And so too, the other way around. Why don't I say, ubirkas hamozein lefoneho, I should have to make a first bracha on food, min birkas ha-toyr mikal v'chayma. Uma toyro, she'eino tu'una lachareo, Tuna lefoneho is mozoin shehuton laacharov einoi din sheiton lefonov. If Torah requires a bracha first, but not afterwards, so food which does require a bracha afterwards, kol shekein kal v'choyma, it should require a bracha prior to eating. Says the Gemara, I'm sorry to tell you, none of those kal v'choymas really hold true. Ike lemifrach ma'ala mozoin shekein nehene. The reason why you make a bracha on food afterwards is because you have had benefit, physical benefit. Umal Torah shekein chayei olam, and that's why you make a bracha before. And anyway, v'oid tnal al hamozein mevorech la'acharov, ve'einoi mevorech lefonov. We see quite clearly from a Mishnah, this kal v'chayma does not hold true, because we have a mefurish Mishnah that we do make a distinction between a bracha la'acharov and a bracha lefonov. So don't tell me that if the bracha la'acharov is deraisa, so too the bracha is lefonov. It's not true, says the Gemara, one word conclusion to Yufta, which means, in the final analysis, we need to know this because this is halacha l'maisa, the bracha that we make after eating is indeed do'iraisa, the bracha we make prior to eating is derabonon, and that is in fact halacha ulamaisa. What is the most practical ramification of that principle? After all, either way you're required to make a bracha. So what's the difference whether it's min ha-Torah or min rabbanon? So the simplest nafkamina is the gabe a sofik. Imagine you've got a cup of water in your hands and you cannot remember, one second, did I make a bracha? Did I say Shahakal near Bidvare on this cup of water or not? The answer is, the Shulchan Aruch says, because that first bracha Shahakal is only a Durabonon, Safik Durabonon Lahakel, which means therefore you may continue to drink this cup of water and not make another bracha. But what would be the other way around if I've already eaten bread and I'm not sure if I've benched or not? I cannot remember. The halacha is you do have to bench again. Why? Because the bench in Birkas Hamazon is Deiraisa, and therefore if you have a Sofik, Sofik Deiraisa Lechumra. So we see very clearly that the halacha clearly makes this distinction between the first bracha, which is a Derabonon, and the second, which is Deiraisa. Says the Gemara, Omer Rav Yehuda, Sofik Kara Kriya Shema, Sofik Loi Kara. If somebody's got a doubt as to whether he said Kriya Shema or not, Einoi Chayze V'Koyre. Later on we'll see, we do not pass like this. So he does not repeat Kriya Shema, but Sofik Omer Emes V'Yatsiv, Sofik Loi Omer, if he has a Sofik, whether he did or didn't say Emes V'Yatsiv, then Chayze V'Omer, why? Emes V'Yatsiv, my timer. Sorry, Chayz Vayim Emes V'Yatziv. My timer, what is the reason? Because Kriya Shema, according to this first opinion, that's not the way we pass in Halacha L'maisa, but according to this first opinion, Kriya Shema is only a Drabonon. So if you only have a Drabonon, then Sofik Drabonon, Lekula. Emes V'Yatziv is Do'iraisa, and if it's Do'iraisa, Sofik Do'iraisa, Lechumra. Masiv Rav Yosef u'b'shach v'cha u'v'kumecha. We have a mefurish apostle that seems to indicate that you do have to say Shema. So how can you tell me that Kriya Shema is only the Rabbanon? Omalei Abaya ha'hu b'divrei Torah k'siv. That pasuk is not teaching us an obligation to say Kriya Shema. It's teaching us an obligation to say the words of Torah, not the words of Kriya Shema. Tanan, didn't we have the Mishnah? Baal Keri Maharher Beliboy Veinu Mavorech Loila Fonel Vloila Achareho Vala Moze Mavorech Lacharo Veinu Mavorech Lefonov, quote unquote. Veisal Kedatach, and if you're going to tell me the Emes V'Yatziv is Deiraisa, then Livrech Lachareho. Then you should have to make a bracha afterwards because of the Yetzias Mitzrayim and Emes V'Yatziv. Says the Gemara, no, my time of Mavorech. If you're concerned about Kriya Shema, Yitzias Mitzrayim, then he's already made mention of that in the Kriya Shema, in the third parasha. So why don't we just say that he should say that and just miss out Kriya Shema completely? No. Kriya Shema Adifa de Ispotarati. Kriya Shema not only has the issue of Yetzias Mitzrayim, but it also has the obvious concept of Malchus Shemayim. That's the first opinion. We do not paskin like this. This is now the opinion that we paskin like. Rebbe Elazar Oimer, Sofik Kora Kriya Shema, Sofik Loi Kora, Choyzer V'Koyre Kriya Shema. You do have to repeat Kriya Shema. And if you remember, we looked up in the Shulchan Aruch, and the Shulchan Aruch paskens like this. We hold, Meirab Raboisai, Kriya Shema is Deiraisa. What about if Sofik Hispalel, Sofik Loi Hispalel? If he's not sure whether he's Daven, then Eino Chayzom Hispalel. Why? Because Tefillah is Drabonon. We don't pasken like that. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Halavai, Shi Hispalel Odom Kol Hayom Kuloi. Person should be davening the whole time. We look this up in the Shulchan Aruch as well. The Shulchan Aruch clearly told us that if you're not sure whether you davened, you should daven again. You do not need to be mechadish bo dovor. And if you remember, the Mishnah Berurah said, how do you do this? You make a tanai. And you say, I can't remember whether I've davened. If I have not, then this is my Shemona Esra that I'm chayav in. And if I have, then this Shemona Esra is a nedovah. That's the tanai, the Mishnah Berurah said, and then pointed out that you cannot do that when? On Shabbos, or on Yom Tov, or for Tfilas Musaf, because none of those times or tefillas are subject to nedava. The Omer of Yudam Ashmuel says the Gemara, Haya Oymeid b'tefillah. If somebody was in the middle of davening, the Nizkar Shehispalel, and all of a sudden he remembers, one second, what am I doing? Why am I davening? I have already davened. Is Poisek Vafilu Be'emza Bracha. He stopped abruptly, even in the middle of a Bracha. Rabbeisai, we need to know this halacha. It should Be'ezus Hashem never be Negea. But if you find yourself davening and it turns out you've already davened, wherever you are, it makes no difference in the Shmoneh Esrei. You stop there and then. We once discussed this in the past. Why can you not all of a sudden switch track? Why can't you carry on and say the remaining part of Shmoneh Esrei should be a nedava? And the answer is there is no such thing as a half Shmoneh Esrei nedava. If I thought from the outset this is going to be a nedava or might be a nedava, that's okay. But I cannot in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei decide that the remaining part is going to be a nedava. There's no such concept. Says the Gemara, Eini, is that really true? Aye. V'omer of Nachman, ki avinon bei rabba ba'avua bo menein hani b'nei rab, de to'u midkri d'choyl b'shabbos. Those who accidentally mentioned the weekday Shmoneh Esrei on Shabbos. Mahu sheyigmaru, should they continue? V'omer long goymrin kol eis ha'bracha. And it says, yes, indeed, they should continue that bracha. So we have a stira. When you find yourself davening and you've davened already, I don't continue that bracha, I stop there and then. So why on Shabbos, if I'm doing a weekday Shmoneh Esrei by mistake, do I continue the bracha? Says the Gemara, that's different. Hochi hashda, hosam gavra b'chiyuvahu. Over there, the gavra is a bar chiyuvah. What does that mean, is a bar chiyuvah? Remember we said that essentially you're supposed to be doing a weekday Shmoneh Esrei on Shabbos. Just that v'rabbonon hu d'loyat shuchuhu mishum kvoid Shabbos. It's just that Chazal were not matriachim because of kvoid Shabbos, but it's not altogether the wrong Shmoneh Esrei. So therefore you finish that bracha. But over here, avalacha hotzalile. But over here he's already davened, so he has zero obligation. So Rabbi Yisai, this is all halacha ulamaisa. Bezos Hashem again, it should never be negir. But if in the middle of Atochonin Odom Das on Shabbos, you suddenly realize, what am I doing saying the weekday Shmoneh Esrei? What's the halacha? Furush Gemara, we saw this in the Shulchan Aruch, you finish that bracha. If I remember the middle of Atochonin or Slachlonu or Rafa'egu, makes no difference. If I remember the beginning of the bracha, I continue till the end of the bracha. We did see a discussion. What happens if you just say the word Atoch? From Atochonin. As we said, over there, if it was just a slip up, then indeed you can go back. Then you can go back. In other words, go back to the Shabbos Shmoneh Esrei, and you do not need to finish the weekly Shmoneh Esrei. But that's because you only said the word Atoch. But if you said Atochonin, doesn't matter why you did so, you slipped up, you continue to the end of the bracha, you say it all the way to the end. And then you go back to the Shmoneh Esrei, Ato Kidashta, or Yismach Moshe, or Ato Echad. Says the Gemara, a couple more minutes. The Omer of Yudah, Omer Shmuel, his spalel, the Nichnas Lebes HaKnesses. If you've already davened and you come to the Shul, Umotzot, Tzibur, Shem is spalelin. And you find the tzibur, they're all davening. If yochel chadish bodavar, yachzor v'yispalel. V'imlav, al yachzor v'yispalel. If you can be mechadish bodavar, that's wonderful. Remember, the Mishnah Berurah wasn't very happy with that nowadays. But if you cannot, then don't do so. So it sounds like basically a repeat of the halacha that we've already learned. You're once again telling me that somebody who has davened once should not daven again. You've already told me this. Says the Gemara, no, but Sricha, it's still necessary for me to be taught both. If you own, you would have told me the first statement in which it said that if you're in the middle of a broch and you suddenly realize you've davened already, you stop. I would have said, Hani mili yochid b'yochid. That's only because it's talking about a yochid, you first time round and second time round. you are davening as a yachid, or oit tzibur v'tzibur, which means your second Shemoneh Esra is not actually adding anything to my first one. I will yochid legab a tzibur, if first time round I was a yochid, now I've come to a tzibur, so maybe I would have thought, oh, you're upgraded. Command the loit somi domi. It's as if basically you haven't daven. I've never had tefillah of a tzibur yet. Kamash balon, that no, you do not daven with a tzibur, you have already davened. V'yashmin on hoch, if I only would have had this statement, I would have said that's mishum de lo yaschil, but because you haven't yet begun. Once you've actually begun your Shemoneh Esra, maybe I should continue. That's why I need to be taught that tzricha, that actually, no. It doesn't matter whether you are b'yochid, whether you are b'tzibur, whether you have begun or not begun. The rule is uniform, very straightforward rule. If you realize that you've davened already, do not daven another Shemoneh Esra. If you come to shul and you find them davening, you don't want to be different to the rest of them. As im yochel ispalel v'ligmor ad shelo yagia shatz l'moedim, if you can get in time to moedim, yispalel v'imlav al yispalel. But Rabbi Shlomo Levi says, no, im yochel ha'aschem v'ligmor ad shelo yagia shliach tzibur l'kedusha yispalel, but v'imlav al yispalel. So what's the machlokes? Maikom miflegim, mar sova yochid oyma kedusha, mar sova ein yochid oyma kedusha. It's all about, can the yochid say kedusha? If you hold, and Rabbi say, this is the way we paskin, that a yochid cannot say kedusha, so we don't really want you to be in the middle of Shemoneh Esra when the tzibur are saying kedusha, because you will not be able to say it afterwards by yourself. So we already discussed, we saw this in Shulchan Aruch, what happens if I started with the tzibur, so then you pause. When you get to Kedusha, at least the middle two parts, and you just stop and listen. How do you know that an individual cannot say Kedusha if he's not in a tzibur? Any dovah shebe kedusha, like kedusha or kriyas haTorah, should not be done less than 10 people present. How do you know? My mashma, tatani rabanoi achad rabchia ba'avia, asya toich toich. We have a gzera shava ksiv hoch. It says over here, v'nikdashti b'toich. It uses that word toich b'nei Yisrael. The ksiv hoch, it says over there, he bodlu mitoich. Or Eidah Hazois with regard to Korach, Mala Halon Asara, Afkan Asara. Just like over there was 10, here's also 10, minimum 10 people. Udukula Alma Mias, everybody seems to agree that Mifsek Leiposek, you definitely do not interrupt your Shemoneh Esra either to say Moedim or Kedusha, that's clear. So Iboy Lahu, Maula Afsik Lihe Shmea Godel Mavoyach. Are you allowed to interrupt your Shemoneh Esra to answer Yehi Shmei Rabbo? Says the Gemara, Ki Oser, Rav Dimi, Amr Yehuda, Rav Shimon, Talmid, Rav Yechon, Omri, Lakoil, Ein Mafsikin. They said, for everything you do not interrupt, Chutz min Yehi Shmei Agadol Mavoyrach, Shafilu Oysa B'maisa Merkava Paisek. Even if you're learning the deepest in Yonim, you've got to stop. Says the Gemara, V'les Hilchasa Kavosei. That is not the halacha. And that is, again, the final conclusion, halacha lemaisa, a very easy rule to remember, which is when davening Shemoneh Esra, you do not interrupt for absolutely anything. Meaning you don't say the words of Kedusha, Moedim, Omein, Baruch Amor Shemoy, whatever it may be. Moedim, as we saw last time, you bow down, if you're not at the end of the bracha. And for Kedusha, you just stop and you pause, at least for Kodesh, Kodesh, and for Baruch Kavod. Okay, Be'ezus Hashem, all being well, tomorrow we will continue the rest of the Gemara, moving down towards the bottom of the Yomot.
Koach.